And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of May, 2016. It's the birthday of John Cheever, Quincy, Massachusetts, 1912. Lived in Ossining, suburb of New York, Westchester County. Wrote stories, as he said, of a long-lost world when the city of New York was still filled with a river light, when you heard the Benny Goodman quartets from a radio in the corner stationery store, and when almost everybody wore a hat. Cheever said the task of an American writer is not to describe the misgivings of a woman taken in adultery as she looks out of a window at the rain, but to describe 400 people under the lights reaching for a foul ball. This is ceremony. It's the birthday of Rachel Carson, born Pennsylvania, 1907, author of Silent Spring, one of the most influential books in the environmental movement. It's the birthday of Julia Ward Howe, New York City, 1819, the woman who wrote, "I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. He hath sounded forth a trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the souls of men around his judgment seat, battle hymn of the Republic." She was on a trip to Washington, D.C., 1861, with her husband, and she heard army troops singing a marching song, "John Brown's Body," and she wrote the new lyrics to the tune. Became popular among the soldiers, and it was a favorite song of Abraham Lincoln, who shed tears the first time he heard it. Julia Ward Howe later established Mother's Day, which she envisioned as a day on which mothers from around the world would meet to discuss world peace. And it's the birthday of the poet Linda Paston, born in the Bronx, 1932, went off to Radcliffe, a classmate of Sylvia Plath, married young, had three children, stopped writing for 10 years, and resumed when her children went off to school. Her first collection, A Perfect Circle of Sun, came out in 1971. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, After an Absence. After an absence that was no one's fault, we are shy with each other, and our words seem younger than we are, as if we must return to the time we met and work ourselves back to the present, the way you never read a story from the place you stopped, but always start each book all over again. Perhaps we should have stayed tied like mountain climbers by the safe cord of the phone, its dial, our own small prayer wheel, our voices less ghostly across the miles, less awkward than they are now. I had forgotten the gray in your curls, that splash of winter over your face, remembering the younger man you used to be. And I feel myself turn old and ordinary, having to think again of food for supper, the animals to be tended, the whole riptide of daily life, hidden but perilous, pulling both of us under so fast. I have dreamed of our bed as if it were a shore where we would be washed up, not this striped mattress we must cover with sheets. I had forgotten all the old business between us, like mail unanswered so long that silence becomes eloquent, a message of its own. I had even forgotten how married love is a territory more mysterious the more it is explored, like one of those terrains you read about, a garden in the desert where you stoop to drink, never knowing if your mouth will fill with water or sand. A poem by Linda Paston, After an Absence, from The Imperfect Paradise, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.